Hello?
Hi, Chris. It's CJ calling back from our shop. Yeah,
Did you hear any of that?
yeah, I did. That's the funny thing. You guys couldn't hear me, but I could hear you perfectly
No.
fine. So
Okay.
it was, I did get the verbal permission. I was going to try and explain to him that, seeing as you did state that there's no current access into the apartment, if we could get the permission to do that little minor drilling to get
Oh yeah.
access
You
into it.
can trust me. If there's any problem, I'll give you his number and you can call him for double verification.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great if you could. Just so that way, if we do need to reach out, we get that extra level of security and, le legality on that sense.
Right. It's 845 616 5414.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to put that in the notes too. I'm also going to put in the notes that he did give verbal permission to do anything that we needed to do, but and I'm also going to add into the notes that, call just in case with regards to any drilling or anything, but
Right.
just so that we have that little extra level of security. But yeah, no, I was
No
able to hear
problem.
both of you perfectly fine, and I was like, are you guys able to hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure if it was my system or, it could have just
I
been.
think it's my stupid phone. I just think it's my stupid phone.
Technology, you can't live with it, you can't live without it. We're so
That
dependent
is
upon it
true.
nowadays.
You can't move on without it either because,
I
like, you need
know.
it wherever you go. It's like
Exactly. And I mean,
you ain't got tech out you.
that's kind of like the whole point of us, like the reason that we're even in the area and why we started with Kingston specifically is because the Hudson Valley is home to so many people and so many people who've come up from the city that we're like this major technological hub area where it's like, we've got tons of people, but yet we don't have the technology that we should be. There's places in
Right.
Dutchess County that are complete dead zones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you take a trip up to Windham and you're brought back like 30 years in the past.
What do you know about Wyndham?
I used to live there.
So did I.
So I used to live in Hensonville
I
and we
lived on
had
Old Post Road.
DSL. We had DSL back in 2012.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, mind-boggling that, when I moved up to Dutchess County in 2007, went to school up in Columbia County, and I went to college there, and then I moved up to Windham as an apartment after I
Yeah.
had my daughter, and we couldn't get any internet other than DSL, and I'm like, how am I supposed to be,
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah, it was just I couldn't believe it. And then I
Used to
used
live
to
on Old
drive down
Post Road,
from Windham down to Kingston for work, which at the
Oh,
time
but see
was
that's I would drive that any day because it's a nice drive.
it is, especially when you're passing by the Cotterskill, Falls, but like,
Yes. But you can't take the highway. You got to take the back roads.
oh, absolutely.
No,
Absolutely. I used to take
definitely.
32 straight down because I preferred that drive
Yes.
over the others. But there were a couple of
Okay.
times that I would take the Ashokan area. Yeah, so I would cut through, oh gosh, what's the name of the town right there by Hunter? Tannersville. I would cut down through Tannersville. I forget what number it was. It was like Route 91 or something like that. And you'd cut down through the Ashokan Reservoir area, and then you would take not 199, what's the other one? 209.
28 or
28 into
209. Okay.
209. Yeah,
Yeah.
so 28 into 209. And I would just take that straight down sometimes. It really depended on my mood though. But I mean, you had all the pretty little creeks and everything, and it was
Absolutely.
just always nice to just like pass by the reservoir. And the crazy thing about that reservoir is that there's a whole town in it.
Yes, there is.
And honestly, I kind of want to go scuba diving.
In
Not that we'd be allowed to, but it would be kind of cool.
the reservoir,
Yeah. Seeing all the old
it's
buildings that have been, like literally drowned.
true, absolutely.
I mean, you'd have like literally an underwater ghost town. It's like your own little
Yes.
Atlantis. I mean, I'm also a photographer, so I love taking photos. So I mean, it's always about the beauty of
Yes.
different things.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. So I mean, I've got some nice photos of the area. There's one little waterfall over in Dutchess County over by Salt Point. oh gosh, what's the name of it? Bloom's Mill. There's this stone house that has the creek, and it has literally like a raging waterfall, especially like when it's been raining a lot or after the snow melts, and it just rages, and the water comes like almost through the house. It's pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, like it's old, it's made out of stone, but like it comes out the side of the house, and it's really cool. And the owners of that property actually have a little hammock on the little island in the middle of the creek. It's kind of cool. I'm like, that must be one heck of a way to just spend your Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, we're all locals. So, I mean, like, that's kind of like the big point of us.
Yeah.
All right. No, but other than that, you are all set as far as that goes. I did want to just let you know a couple of disclosures and, you know, just your typical things.
Okay.
So when it comes to the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They will install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you don't need to be home for that part. So that's where we come onto the outside of the property. If we need to micro trench to bury the cable, we'll do that. If we need to go aerial, we'll go aerial, and so on. So the outside part of the installation, you don't need to be home for. If required, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. At that point, we will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried or go aerial within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
With you having a current provider, Spectrum, to maintain the consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with them. That way you remain connected. Seeing as fiber and coaxial are completely different, that way you don't lose connection even during the installation process.
Okay.
Now, the gateway and the modem, the modem and the router and any equipment that's provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide to cancel, again, there's no cancellation fees. You've got the promotional price for 2 years. We don't hold you to it. If you want to cancel, you can cancel. If you decide you need to move and we don't service a new area, again, you know, we just need the equipment to be returned. What will happen is we'll send you a box to mail the equipment back.
Okay.
So if it doesn't get returned within the 30 days upon termination of service, what can happen is it can result in up to a $135 per unit charge for not returning it in the required time frame.
Yes.
And then for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can either visit our website or give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. So when I asked you for your email earlier, that's going to be your username for the online portal. You're automatically enrolled in it.
Okay.
You should be receiving two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order, and the other one will be the invitation to log into the online portal. There should be a temporary password in that email. If it doesn't provide you with the temporary password, you can go to the sign in and click forgot password. It'll send you a link to reset it.
Okay.
Other than that, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. And that is literally everything. I mean, I think it's, you know, pretty quick, easy. And when it gets closer to the 25th of October, you'll definitely be hearing from one of us, and we'll go ahead and get you scheduled. We have most open availabilities. We do installs from Monday through Saturday, and we have times from 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. So whatever works for you, we'll be asking you, hey, what's the best day for you? And we'll get you scheduled accordingly.
Okay.
So you have the freedom to choose which appointment you want.
Okay. That's when you call, right?
Yes, that's when we will call. Okay. Yes, absolutely. All right, but other than that, you are all set.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I'm so sorry about the disconnect earlier.
Oh, no, it's okay. It was my phone.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is with technology, right?
Yes.
But hey, it's been an absolute pleasure, Chris. And I really hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and welcome to the Archtop family.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop, Chris, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.